SBS عربي 24.
You say it will be a trend. I don't say that. I think it's the circumstances of the time. I mean, it has been the case previously that we saw a significant change. And as I said, under Menzies, he went for 23 years. Under John Howard, he was there for 11 years.
That's right.
It can be under our system quite possible. But sometimes you've got to look at the circumstances that lead to these matters. I'm not going to be a commentator. My view has always been that it's up to the parliamentary party to decide its leadership. And when they've made those decisions, we all get behind and support them.
Now, Mr. Turnbull is leaving politics altogether, and the by-election in his seat, Wentworth, now is on the table. Was it a wise decision, knowing that the government has a majority of just one seat?
Well, it's not a question of whether it's wise or otherwise. It's an individual judgment. He's made that call. Let me just say, I think that in Australia we do not respond well to former prime ministers in the parliament. I don't think we behave in relation to them in the way in which they do in the United Kingdom. It's a larger parliament, the House of Commons, but people like Maggie Thatcher, Ted Heath, and some of the Labor leaders were able to stay on in the parliament after they had ceased to be prime minister and were given enormous respect. But I saw Billy McMahon, John Gorton, Gough Whitlam for a short time in the parliament. What you find in Australia is that we do not respond well, and I think it's unfortunate.
Mr. Razak, I go back with you to discuss what changes to the better could you see with a government led by Scott Morrison, and would the coalition benefit from it? At the same time, is there any changes at all? Let's hear Tanya Plibersek, what she has to say yesterday, and would like to hear your opinion about it.
We've got a government that's trying to convince people that there's something new here, that there's a refresh. But the same personalities doing different jobs with the resurrection of formerly disgraced MPs just doesn't cut it.
So no one sees like major changes?
Well, I think the major change will be that we will have a unified team moving forward. It would be foolish to say that some of the outcome of the change didn't arise because of the way in which members were conducting themselves. And I think the commitments that have been given, that the team having changed will be fully supported, will lead, I think, to a different outcome. We'll move forward positively together, and I think that's the best way.
Mr. Raduk, I wanted to ask you about Julie Bishop's resignation as a foreign minister. Labour Party is now accusing the Liberals of limiting women's ambition and that they will not accept a woman to lead the party. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't think that's right at all. I mean, the Liberal Party does respond well to women. We've got a very eminent and successful premier in New South Wales who happens to be a woman. I mean, I don't believe in choosing women for the sake of having a woman. I believe you have a contest in which women are able to participate, and talented women will come through. Won't always happen, but it will happen. I think Julie is an enormously competent lady. She has served Australia well as Foreign Minister. She served well in other positions that I served with her. I have enormous personal respect for her. But the decision was hers, having not been successful in that particular ballot. And in politics, there is always going to be an ebb and flow. People will come and go as they see fit, and you move on.
But Mr. Raduk, going back to last week's spiel, was it about personalities rather than policies?
Look, I think there will be always in these matters a variety of views. As I said, I'm not a commentator. It's not going to be
helpful. We tried to get some comment.
It's not going to be for me to be out there saying it was this one, it was that one, and these were the motivations my view is you move on. I am about ensuring that the Liberal Party is as successful as possible. I happen to believe very passionately, quite frankly, that the Labor Party today is a very, very less suitable organisation for governing Australia. I think it is far more left-wing. I think it is about to undermine a lot of the policies that have been put in place to deliver better economic outcomes for Australia.
But polls are in his in their favour. The latest polls are favouring Labour, they're favouring Bill Shorten as preferred Prime Minister.
I think the opinion polls that you get immediately after events of this sort will always reflect that. I'll be more interested in the opinion polls that will be taken in 3 months, 6 months' time when people are focused on the issues more broadly. Look, I mean, I make the point again, political change does not always lead to a deleterious outcome. Sometimes change in leadership produces a very different outcome. It did with Malcolm Fraser. It did with Bob Hawke. It did with Paul Keating. You've only got to go back and see what happened over a period of time.
Mr. Radok, you've chaired an expert panel to review the religious freedoms in Australia. The final report has been submitted. You've reviewed over 15,000 submissions. Do you think Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be more supportive of the recommendations of the panel?
Are you suggesting that Malcolm wasn't? No, look, the point I would make is that we submitted our review to the government back in April. I expect it will be released at an appropriate time. Scott Morrison and I have talked about these issues in the past, not recently. I have no doubt it will be made public at an appropriate time.
استمتعوا بمزيد من القصص باللغة العربية عبر زيارة موقعنا sbs.com.au/arabic